Yeah, the first interception was my fault, hands down. I stopped on the route on him. Can never do that. Put the quarterback in a bad situation right there where giving him mixed reads, and that was completely on me. I had a slant route. I got across the defender's face. I can't do that to the quarterback. That was my fault. But overall, we did not play well on offense, and we got to find a way to get it done, help our defense out. Our defense played well today.
Did you see something strange on that play?
No, I didn't see nothing strange. It's just heat of the moment. You make mistakes sometimes, and that was one of my mistakes in the game. I didn't cross the DB's face, and A-Rod was looking for me and threw it, and, the defender had cut me off and intercepted the ball. So, yeah, that's completely on my shoulders. That has nothing to do with the quarterback.
It was frustrating, I think just look moving forward, thinking about what I did and just like, hey, okay, my team still needs me. I can't afford to just stay and kind of just soak in what happened. There's plenty of much football left, and my team needs me to stay focused.
Just looking at this game, it's turnovers. Is that going to be the headline when you guys come back at this film?
There's a lot of things, of course, when you lose, there's obviously turnovers, mistakes, there's a lot of things that happen, that contribute to a loss. So,
will you talk about your confidence level when coach lets you go right back out there and kind of redeem yourself right away? So you didn't even have time to think about it.
Yeah, it was good. I was happy that, they gave me another opportunity to get out there. And I was happy that they gave me the shot. So,
an increase.
You got to keep going and keep fighting. And that's what I'm going to do until I get this thing rolling and consistently be able to be successful.
And you looked great to begin with. What was working for you?
Just being patient, reading my holes, offensive line, pushing guys and, just trying to hit the hole as fast as possible and get as many yards as they showing at the time, and then eventually you'll break the big ones later.
And then Franklin came in and surprised us all. He rushed for over 100 yards. I guess just touch on his style and his play today, aside from the fumble, of course.
He's shifty back. I think he did well. Came in, got the defense tired, got him moving around, offense moving the ball very well. And I think he did a good job of coming in and doing what he needed to do.
Did you give him any?
Just get ready for Detroit when we come back. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a couple guys back. And we'll be ready to make a run. We're definitely not going to lie down. I see a lot of good things out of this team. So when we get back, we'll be ready.
They're near the goal line. It was 82 that caught the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys in a blitz on that?
We didn't blitz anybody. We didn't blitz anybody, but, we didn't want 18 to get the ball. So everybody else was kind of in zero coverage, but we didn't have a blitz on, so it was kind of a tough deal. I thought Sam done an excellent job. We knew that we had guys that can definitely go out there and compete against him. Obviously, we know he was going to make some catches at some point in the game, but we didn't want to let him go out of control. And I thought we'd done an excellent job on him today. I thought we'd done a great job as a defense, period. And obviously, it won't show up now, from the loss. So we'll just have to be better.